Here's a sense of what some communities are dealing with in the aftermath of Hurricane Ida. 1. Rescues continue several days after the storm hit. In southern Louisiana, where Hurricane Ida made landfall on Sunday, a lot of people have been trapped by flooding or wreckage from the storm, and rescue crews haven't been able to get to some of the hardest hit areas yet. At least 5 deaths have been blamed on Hurricane Ida. 2. Supplies are dwindling. Officials in a parish southeast of New Orleans say water, groceries, and medical supplies have been depleted and that they won't be readily available. But some who have them, as you see here, are sharing with neighbors. 3. The weather's still a problem. It's hot. Highs can hit 90 degrees Fahrenheit in some parts of the region, but the National Weather Service says it'll feel like more than 100 once you factor in the humidity, and many don't have air conditioning. On Wednesday morning, the power was still out for almost a million homes and businesses in Louisiana and more than 36,000 in neighboring Mississippi. Officials say some power outages could last more than a month. To keep the lights and fans on, many people are relying on generators, but those are powered by gasoline, and that's another challenge. Almost 13% of stations in Louisiana are reportedly out of gas. That includes more than half the stations in cities like New Orleans and Baton Rouge. And according to the website GasBuddy, the number of actual outages may be higher than that because these figures don't include the stations that don't have power and can't serve customers. Gas supply problems in this region could contribute to higher prices across the U.S.